Welcome to Outside the Box, digging for something different, not the same old, same old. Today's topic is yes to new art and culture. Not all of our waking time should be spent doing work, 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 trying to make a living. We need time for a creative life too, things that we know bring us joy, not just satisfaction. Meaning, not just rewards. Wonder, not just normalcy. Finding time for art and cultural endeavors is necessary, as is being able to access not just what we've enjoyed in the past, but also the risky, new, and different. Art and culture can tell us who we are and how we can live better in this world. And there are many outside-the-box projects to say yes to, in Maine and elsewhere. For example, when it comes to language and culture, my longtime acquaintance Carol Dana has devoted her life to the preservation and revitalization of the Penobscot language. In a time where Indigenous languages are disappearing almost every day, Dana's effort to expand use of the Penobscot language demonstrates efforts to push back against cultural genocide. Another Maine-based art effort is ARRT, Artists Rapid Response Team, where artists meet periodically to create posters or banners for various organizations and social issues. Recipients can help with the poster making or give a donation to ARRT for the one they get. There are plenty of cooperatives worldwide that support artists and craftspeople, but in New York, going one step further, the state even decided to provide a guaranteed income of $1,000 per month for 18 months to enable artists to continue producing their artistic work. About 2,400 members of Creatives Rebuild New York demonstrated the importance of supporting art financially and economically without requiring production quotas, enabling the artists to be more risky in their work. Doc Cervisi is an Italian creative entertainment co-op that supports all kinds of artists, made up of almost 9,000 members. The co-op has equipment, offers a variety of performances, and can serve venues large or small, all at the same time. Its size allows performers to access health insurance, sick leave, retirement, and other benefits that gig workers rarely get. Similar cooperatives exist for those living in Finland and Belgium. An especially unique cultural experiment based in Pittsburgh was Conflict Kitchen, no longer open, but active in the 2010s. The restaurant had a takeout section that served food from cultures that were opposed by United States foreign policy, such as Iran, Cuba, North Korea, and Venezuela. The point was to promote greater understanding of foreign cultures by giving eaters literally a taste of that country's cuisine. The restaurant also sponsored political discussions during some lunch hours. You may have heard of Augusto Boal's Theater of the Oppressed, where the audience becomes a promoter of social change. Boal has also created legislative theater, where Theater of the Oppressed techniques are used by legislators to discuss and pass legislation. As a Brazilian legislator, Boal convinced other legislators in Rio de Janeiro using theater to learn about, understand from various viewpoints, and then to pass 30 bills to help city government. Getting back to Maine, there's the Sunlight Media Collective, which has produced numerous videos, some films, but also short features as well, about the various Wabanaki communities in Maine. A few of the more recent films include ones on salmon restoration, opposition to expansion of the Juniper Ridge landfill near the Penobscot Nation home on Indian Island, and the drinking water crisis in the Passamaquoddy's Sipaya community. Sunlight has produced about 150 videos, PDFs, and other audio-video items in its brief lifetime. That's impressive. For a complete list, go to sunlightmediacollective.org. Of course, these groups only scratch the surface of ideas in art and culture that we can say yes to. What unique cultural or artistic ideas would you add to this list? I'm Larry Danziger, looking to enjoy different and unique cultural experiences.